This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU. I'm Carlos Morales, and with me as always is Ashley Bean Thornton to take a look at events happening in the week. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So tonight's Friday. What do we got going on?
Oh, my gosh. This will be a fun Friday night because it's first Friday downtown.
Yeah.
So a lot of places are staying open late downtown, and it's also Brazos Nights. They're having, for Cinco de Mayo, it'll be Seis de Mayo, I guess, but Flaco Jimenez and Los Tex-Maniacs are going to be at Brazos Nights, and then also, if you're not interested in that kind of music, at the Hippodrome, the Central Texas Choral Society is performing, so there's a ton going on downtown tonight.
And also starting tonight and continuing through the weekend is the Waco Civic Theater's adaptation of Sister Act. So if you're a fan of the movie, you'll be a fan of this. And that's running through this weekend and then kicking up again Thursday through Saturday. And you can find out, you know, more information on that at the Waco Civic Theater's website. And also tonight, you know, keeping in vain of that kind of idea there, the Brazos Theater Group is having their improv comedy night. So go ahead and go down. Doors, open up at 9, and that's $12 for adults, $10 for students, $5 for military, and so on. And that's going to be at 7524 Bosque Boulevard. And that'll take us into the weekend when there's still a lot to do, right,
Saturday.
Ashley?
Oh, my gosh. Saturday is another busy day. You can start off your Saturday with a little exercise. You have a choice of a couple of 5Ks you can participate in. One is the Socket to Diabetes Walk.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be taking place at Brazos Park East, registration at 7:30. Wear your craziest socks. And then, but then also another opportunity is the Cinco de Mayo in Hewitt at the Nacho Daddy Tex-Mex Fest and Fun Run. So that starts at 8 o'clock at Warren Park, which is on Old Temple Road. So no excuse for not getting your exercise Saturday morning.
Yeah, and after you get all that exercise in and you're ready to tackle the day, you maybe do some cleaning or something, and you find all this stuff, hazardous waste you need to get rid of. Well, Saturday is the day to get rid of it because Hewitt, Lacey Lakeview, Lorena, Waco, and Woodway are all sponsoring this household hazardous waste collection event. So you can take small electronics, batteries, fluorescent bulbs, even up to 5 tires, I think. You can take it down, and they'll even be accepting this year unused medications, which I think is different from last year's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably be a long line, so be prepared to wait. And that'll be 7 a.m. on Saturday to about 1:30. Make sure to take your driver's license and a water bill, and that'll be at Waco Recycling Center.
And then another couple of things that are going on Saturday. The Shriners Hospitals for Children Baseball Classic. If you have ever heard of Challenger Little League, that's Little League for children with disabilities, where they have a buddy that plays with them and travels around the bases with them. And at this particular baseball classic, it will be students from the Baylor baseball team will be serving as the buddies. So that'll be a lot of fun. The games are all day long, starting at 9 o'clock. And then in the evening, there's dinner and a movie at 6:30, and it'll be at the Baylor ballpark. So go cheer on the Challenger Little League teams.
Cool.
A lot of fun. And then also in the afternoon, well, really from 10 to 3 on Saturday, one of the most fun events of the year, the annual Sertoma Kite Festival. So it's free. There'll be all kinds of aircraft demonstrations, all different sizes of kites and demonstrations of kite flying. Hopefully we'll have some beautiful weather for that, and it'll be a fun springtime afternoon.
Another big free event happening on Saturday, not just in Waco, but across the country, Free Comic Book Day.
Fun.
So yeah, if you're fan of comic books or looking to get into it, you could head down to your comic book shop. Bankston's Comic Sports and Games will be hosting an event on Saturday, and you know, you can buy some comics. There'll also be some free comics, as the name suggests.
Right.
There'll also be some music, entertainment, you know, some cosplayers, in-store promotions, and all those goodies. And that's going to be from 10 to 6 at Bankston's on South Valley Mills Drive.
Yep. And then, since it's the day before Mother's Day on Saturday, it's appropriate to have a mother and son dance.
Oh, of course.
So at 10 o'clock, it's during the day, 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock at the Waco Multipurpose Facility, which is on Paul Quinn Campus, Elm Avenue. A first annual Mother and Son Dance. So moms or ladies of all ages are invited, and boys between the ages of 5 to 12, and there'll be music and resources, and it'll just be a neat opportunity. It's $28 for a mom-son couple, and then $12 for each additional child. So take your mom dancing.
And moms, or anyone, you could take your kids to the zoo for Kids Zoobilee on Saturday. It's the annual, you know, kids event and fundraiser. Mm-hmm. They have a bunch of things to do: zip lines, bouncy houses, face painting, rock climbing, all these activities. And tickets for kids are $25, and adults is $10. And that'll be at the Cameron Park Zoo on Saturday from 5 to 8.
And speaking of the zoo and moms,
yeah.
Sunday is a big day for mom,
right.
Mother's Day, and Cameron Park Zoo is celebrating by having a Mother's Day special. All moms and grandmoms accompanied by their children or grandchildren will get in free on Sunday. Happy Mother's Day.
And on Tuesday, taking a look at the week ahead, you could head down to the Waco Downtown Farmers Market. They,
right.
You know, they have an event, you know, during the week, and that starts at 3 in the afternoon to 7, so you can pick up your groceries and any
That's
goodies
right.
midweek if you can't make
mid-week
it to the
vegetables.
Yeah, exactly. So that'll be Tuesday, 3 to 7.
And then on Wednesday, if you've been kind of tracking the progress of the Hispanic Museum that
yeah.
folks are looking to build in town, there's going to be a little bit of an update at 6:15 at Lakeshore Baptist Church, which is on Bishop Drive. Luis Garcia, who's been very involved in this process of putting together the Hispanic Museum, is going to give an update.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
It's free, and I'm sure, and it'll be interesting to hear some of the new things that they're working on. I know they're working on a collaboration with the Sports Museum, too, for some local Hispanic sports heroes. So
very neat.
Yeah.
Well, a lot to do in Waco Town this week. Thanks, as always, Ashley, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.